Last spring, a portion of a storage tunnel full of radioactive waste caved in at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. That tunnel was sealed up with layers of grout quickly. Now officials want to do much of the same with another, larger tunnel of waste right nearby the first. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Tunnel 2 is more than 1,600 feet long and holds 28 rail cars full of radioactive waste. Recently, several mayors in the Tri-Cities publicly called for Tunnel 2 to be grouted up right now. They're worried that a collapse of the tunnel could throw up a plume of dust, exposing workers or the public. Washington Department of Ecology officials say they're concerned too, but want the public to have time to comment, since grouting is such a major decision. Some Hanford watchdogs say grouting would create a difficult-to-remove, shallow, radioactive waste dump. State officials received new structural information from the federal government late last week that might further hurry up the grouting. I'm Anna King in Richland.
There are two public meetings about Hanford's Tunnel 2 slated. One is tonight at 5:30 at Richland Public Library. The other meeting is September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the University of Washington Center for Urban Horticulture in Seattle.